just see if we can, you know, just walk away with the sugya, a few things clear. So what is the status of rice? So the Lavush is very clear that he says that rice has the ma'ala mazernis, and the Lavush also is very clear that he holds the ma'ala mazernis does not need kadima, does not based on being in the pasuk. Mazonos has its chashivas beforehand, so tamoitzi, mazonos, brepia gofen, ha'eitz. That's the order according to Lubush. That applies to rice as well. The shoyel in the who disagrees with that, and he says that betzim, that the only reason why there's a kadima to chita mazonos is only in conjunction with the fact that it also has the ma'ala being shivas aminim. So that when I handle brepia gofen and mazonos, so gofen is number three, chita and sarah are number one and number two, plus it's mazonos, it goes first. But mitzad the ma'ala of the brachas, he holds the betzim, the ma'ala of the brepia gofen is a more mavurdik a bracha. So according to him, Ariz for sure goes later, right? Now, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, they all go with the Milo of Kadima, mitzad the Muktim and the Pasuk, and therefore they have this din over here that if Zayas will go before Rebbe Mezonos al Chitim, Rebbe Agafin, Zayas, Rebbe Mezonos al Sar. That's the Magen Avraham's claw at the end. So according to him, the Ariz is going to be dropped all the way to the bottom. The Shaila is the Mishabura passes like the Lavush, that Mezonos has a Betzim to Gemayla. So the Kara, now the Mishabura doesn't discuss Ariz. The Lavush makes a package deal. He says explicitly, and Ariz, now that I said that Mazonos is a Chashem Abrachah because of the Ma'il of the Shkoch of Kodesh Baruch, that he's Mason the Bria, etc. So Ma'il of Ariz will be included. Once Chazal said that Ariz is also Mazonos, so Ariz has that Ma'il as well, so Ariz is going to go beforehand. It's not exactly how the Lavush says it. I overstated it. Like everything, part of the fun, right? That's how they assume that's what the Lavush means. However, the Shulchan Aruch, when he talks about he's in Sivav Kusman and Shirel Shuel, so he says Lachar Kineged Gefen Tena Rimoin. So why should they go first? They're not Shivas Aminim, and these are Shivas Aminim. Kima the Chashivi the Avdi Minayu Pass. But since they're betzim something which is shaykh to the world of pass, so even in the case you don't make it to pass, you make it to Maisa Kedera, it's not even possible against them, it's Maisa Kedera, but it has that milo. So based on that, so Ariz, which you cannot make pass out of it, doesn't have the milo of a moitzi. So he doesn't just say, like the Lavush says, because there's a special of kachah, the brashim is mazin, the bria, etc. The Shulchan Aruch adds in this nekuda of a mile of the Inuminah Pass. If you look at the Lush himself, hoyul the fara mitavsh a mekamach shal oriz a mekamach shal doichin v'chol v'shar mini kitnius murabas im kamach kustu v'chol chamisha minim. And he had Geffen, but Tainab Rimoin. Since you make a Mazonos, nearly Shekademus Gam can't be Rechosu. Even though these are Minim Shiva and these are not Minim Shiva. Because Kim and the Chashivi, the Vadabi and Alpas, and Varchale Hamoitzi, Birchos Amozin. So therefore it goes beforehand. So nearly. And he first goes nearly. Well, what does he mean? It was if Tashal Mechamach Shal Ariz, or Deichen, or Minikitnius, he's saying Pass, Hamoitzi, and Birchos Amozin. So Teres says, he says it's Muravis im Kamakusmin, Chamishamin. So he never, the Bush himself never said that Ariz by itself has Kadima. Based on what he says in his Hagoah, right, that he has this long Hagoah, where he says that the Maila, the reason why he holds Mazonis is greater than Brei Pri HaGafen. The Shoyl held that Brei Pri HaGafen is on one thing. Mazonis goes on six things. The Hechmishim in the Dagen and rice. So Yayin should go first because it's more Mavur. He says, no, the Maila of Mavur is that is it's that Shimara Gamkal Shoch Hashem Yisborach Pratis Al Bri Yosef Hazana Ubesoifa. The same way Mizhamoitzi is considered the most chashav bracha, because the point is the Bereshit had a skacha pratis that he created minim which sustain people. So that applies to Mizhamoitzi as well. So that's a be'etzim to Gamayla, right? That's but that being said, that's in the Hagoah, but in the Lavush itself, he doesn't seem to support that. So there's no raya from the Shabura. The fact that the Mishabura passes like the Lavush, the Gabi Kadima Mazonis, that he also has to hold that Ariz has Kadima.
Maybe the Ariz case was when it was mixed
with Kusmin in the Lavush? The Ariz case that he says, because he says you can make pass out of it. He rephrases Sif, the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Sivav Kusmin Shibala Shul Mashifin, and that has the Maila because you can make pass out of it. The Taz says, well, who was it? If you mixed in Ureis and Doichin and Kidias and you made bread with the Chemishas Aminim, like, okay, I get it. I mean, like, he means even if the Ikir is the Ureis, but the Maisa, once you have other Minim in there, it has the Kadima. But he never said beferish that he holds. So there's no right from the Shabur. The fact that the Shabur passes like the Lavush, not like the Shoyl. And Shabur passes that Mazonis says Be'etzim the Gemayla, that he holds necessarily that Arvaz is going to have Kadima. Shabur doesn't give a Hakro. Doesn't say anywhere. The Prima Gadim says that Arvaz does not have Kadima. Now that's not 100% right, because the Prima Gadim seems to follow the Magen Avraham. According to the Magen Avraham, you need the Maila Shiva Saminim. So Lamaisa, regards to what to do in Kedima. So again, so if you go to your man and sword him, so in Zaysa Bracha, he says that the Ares has Kedima. He feels the fact that he passed like the bush means that Ares has Kedima. But Rei Badner in his Sefer does not follow that, because the Karsana has not a heck of one to the other. Okay, point number one. Point number two.
Maybe the
Shail
and the Haggah and the Lavush is the
Lavush himself. No, the Shail was somebody else. The Haggah was someone else was being Shail, and he's responding.
Why is the
Mishabura
not only
about
the top of the
lush,
not the bottom?
I understand, but the Lavush himself, Halacha Maisa, only was willing to say Ariz has Kadima in conjunction with Mimarevit.
Didn't
Rabbi
say in the response to the Shail, he said that because it's Zan?
I understand that, but that's true. That's what the Lavush said. Yeah. But I'm saying, but Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, the Lavush only said when he wrote his Lamaisa psak, he didn't say it Ariz by itself. So the fact that Mishabura passed like the bush over there doesn't mean what he has to know by Ores over here. So my understanding is that Ores doesn't have Kadima.
You say that
Ores
doesn't have Kadima, it just means Kape Yain or even Kape Shiva Samin?
Even Kape Shiva Samin.
So all Shiva
Samin. Right, so you'd have a case of eights before Mazonis. Okay, next point. So now that Sharad Sion at the beginning, where in Siddin Sivkat and Dala, when he discusses the what do you do in a case where you have Ein Birch HaSeim Shabbos, and one is Chaviv and one is Sholem. So it's interesting. Yeah, Ein Birch HaSeim Shabbos, and one is Chaviv and the other one is Sholem. So the Sharad Sion is Masupik what to do in that case, because we know that Sholem goes before Chaviv when it's Birch HaSeim Shabbos. We know that Shiva Samin goes before Sholem. We know by Ein Birch HaSeim Shabbos, Chaviv goes before Shiva Saminim. So what happens with Sholem now? Right? So that's the Aruch HaKayim says, he brings the Aruch HaKayim says that you go Basar Sholem. The Shemur is Masopik, he also Sarachi in the Maisa. So I told you that both the Zaysa Bracha and the Megillah Sefer both feel that really the Ikrit should be go Basar Chaviv. And the Cheshwin being, the reason why Ein Birch HaSeim Shabbos, you give Kadima to Chaviv over Shiva Saminim, because within one bracha there's a mile of Hidur Mitzvah to say it on the better item. So Shiva Saminim is the better item, Sholem is a better item, and Chaviv is there's nothing better than the item. It's just personal preference. When it comes to Tudor and Brachas, you're saying two Brachas anyway. That's not the issue. The issue is if it's Dini Kadima, the one which excites you more, you should be Makdim. So why should Sholem override that? The same way it overrides Shiva Samin, it should override Sholem. So that seems to be Mistaber, and the Mr. Burr remains with Sarachi. So now, you remember, Zayim Brachas, Zayim Shabbos, Batsim, you have an option of doing whatever you want. So within that world, the Chara makes sense to me that you should go Basta Sholem. Okay, next. What? Oh, Basta Chaviv, I'm sorry. Not Sholem, Basta Chaviv. Okay. In a case where it's Zayim Brachas, Zayim Shabbos, and they're equally Chaviv to you. So... but one of them is Shiva Saminim. Is there a Marla Shiva Saminim or not? So the Magen Rama assumed yes. But the Mishabura brings in some Kanach of Zion, the Gra says no. That Ein Brichos Ein Shabbos. Now there is a sheet there which you shouldn't hold like that, but we don't pass like that. The Machar passes to Yubasa Chavim. What he's saying is that there's a Marla of Chavim. There's no Marla of Shiva Saminim because it's not a Marla of Misat Chavs anymore. So that's what the Gra is saying. So the Gra, Mishabura brings the. So he says that he holds Ein Brichos Ein Shabbos Lo Zina Chalbas Amin Shiva. So and therefore, that's the guy understands the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Magen Avraham's understanding of the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. So it seems what the language of the Mishabura is not a final hachra. But he brings the taich of the Magen Avraham in the Ramah. Says, however, the Gros is not like that, and we come welcome in this case. Okay, he's sort of like he's knighted to the Gros. So he seems to be he's knighted to the Gros. That's the way the language reads. Okay, next, the Magen Avraham has one of these halacha conundrum questions, which is l'shitasoi. How the fun of Yayin v'tavshul sarim b'zayis. So he's not sure what to do in that case. Because Yayin goes before Zayas. But Sarim goes before Yayin. But Zayas goes before Sarim. So he doesn't know what to do in that situation. Okay, so we don't pass like him because we hold that Sarim goes before Zayas and before Yayin. So the whole Shaila is not a Shaila. It's two different brachas. You're making a Mazonos, a Gophin, and a Hait. The question, what's the correct order to make the brachas? That's his Sophic in that situation. But they ask, some say, want to create a similar shayla, l'shitasenu, how we paskin. So a person has, he has three men in front of him. He has grapes, apples, and bananas. Okay? He likes apples the most. He likes bananas second, and he likes grapes last. Now, he's making an eight on the apple or the grapes. The grapes are min zayin. So l'chari, he has to mak them the grapes to the tapuach. But bananas, he likes bananas. It's Ein Brichos Ein Shabbos. He likes bananas more than he likes grapes. So he should end up making the rapier eights, the rapier doma on the banana before the rapier eights on the grapes. But the other hand, he likes the apples the best. So it's not appropriate that he should be makdim the banana before the apple. So he should have to make the rapier eights on the apple. So that was the question that they asked. All right. So some people want, so that would be a version of the Magen Avraham's shayla. So it's not really the same. Let's not go there, please. Your chabur is still ringing in your ears. Okay, the chabur is not doima. The Magen Avraham is three. You're making three brachas. That's no shayla. And the shayla is what's the order of the brachas? Over here, you're making two brachas. You're making eights and hadama. So we have a klal in her eights. Whether you should make hadam, whether you should be marked in the chaviv or the minshiva, and we pass you both. You go both the minshiva. Right? So what do you want to say? So I like the apple better than the banana. So what's going to happen? I'm going to make a brapio eights on the grapes because that's min shiva. And bananas I like better. And when we have eitz and adama, and you have chavivis to the adama, you make the bracha the adama first. That's what's going to happen. Look, see, that can't be. That's not right, because the maisa, you like apples better than you like bananas. But I'm not making the bracha on the apples. So this assumption that I have to worry about the apples being more chavivis than the banana when I'm not supposed to make the bracha on the apple is incorrect. So what do you want to say? Since there's a dinner of chavivis, but I should make the bracha of eitz on the apple, not on the grape. That's possible. Not like that. So first you have to judge in the subunits. Like it's like your order, right? You have in math, there's order of procedures, right? You have to figure out what is the correct bracha. Which one do you give the grape eitz on? The hadama doesn't paskin that. The grape eitz paskins that. So the answer is grapes. So now I come to the next question. Which one's more coffee? Bananas more coffee. You make a adama, you make on the banana, you make eights on the grapes. Look, that so the sushal is not really a sushal. Okay, next.
What are we saying for the banana question?
Banana. Okay. You like apples the best, bananas second, and grapes last. So between bananas and grapes, you like bananas better. So as Mishnah Berurah said, in the case where the adama is more coffee, you should make the bracha on the adama first before the eights. The only shot that was, but I like apples better than bananas, right? But I'm not making bracha on the apple. So what you say, because apples are more chav, I should make the eights on the apple. Now that's the question. Let's make this chayza chalila. That's what we're trying to figure out. You know, we're trying to make a conundrum. It's a chayza chalila. So that halacha lachar is not really correct, because the order of procedures, the decision between the apples and the grapes shouldn't be affected by the bananas. That's a decision within the eights, what you're supposed to make a bracha. And that's independent of the fact that I happen to like apples better than bananas, and I'm going to end up making a bracha on the bananas before the grapes, and I really should say a bracha on the apples. All right. That's what I'm saying. You make a bracha on the grapes, shiva sabinim.
Oh, I thought
you
were supposed to make a bracha on the banana first.
Yeah, you make a bracha on the banana first.
Well, I was wondering that the
banana is more chaviv than the grapes. Well, I don't know what to do. That's what I'm saying. The whole anok of the child is wrong. It's going to say, it's not the Mogen Ramos. Remember, I'm making three brachas. And there are halachas of kedim in those brachas. Right?
No, I
don't think so. Okay. I saw there was a bracha. He went through a few, like, interesting, you know, practical lemaisa cases, which you think them through, they're poshut, but it's good to point them out. So he had first scenario. He had a tamar, he had yain, and he had an uga. So the bracha, you make a bracha on the uga on the cake first, then on the yain, and then on the tamar. That's straightforward. Okay, if you have one which is chita and one which is sa'ara, you have eating some barley, some type of a barley thing, and you're eating something which is wheat, so you make a bracha on the wheat. If you have something which is one of the sheep, one of the five mini dog, and you have rice, you make a bracha on the wheat or the spelt or the oats or the rye, and you're pater the herbs. Now, what I just want to point out, these cases will go into the din of the Rashba. If you make a bracha on the less kosher one, so you make a bracha on sar when you're supposed to make a bracha on chita, you make a bracha on rice when you're supposed to make a bracha on the chita, it doesn't pater it, unless you had it in mind, according to the Rashba. Okay, so those cases look pretty yeah. Straightforward. So you have a case which you don't think about so much. It says a person is eating a salad, and there's some beans in the salad, and there's you make a bracha on a vegetarian cholent. So there's cut up pieces of potato and there's pieces and there's lentils or there's beans in it. The beans are cholent. So you make a bracha on the cholent on the beans. Cholent is makdim over chav. Even if you like potatoes more than you like beans, within a bracha cholent gets kedima. So you make a bracha on the beans, not on the chav. But they're all hadama. Igratam is only halacha, and Igratam is always discussed in two different brachas. I mean, you can have a case where it's mamish, ikr and tofel. Yeah, but the shalt is not, the potatoes aren't more ikr than the...
If a person has rice and pasta in one dish,
So the din of that you can also arrive by mezonos doesn't apply to rice. So it would, so the meat of pasta is always going to be the ikur. They're both mezonos anyway. But you're making them.
I'm saying in kedima, rice we said at the beginning of share. We're not mad. If I have a dish that has pasta and rice.
But the mezonos is mitzvah the pasta.
Because of tosh
yashua. Yeah.
And that's enough.
Correct. Okay. So now, there's a mile to, is a mile within both are prusa, both are sholem, bigger and smaller. So the chayotim says there's a mile bigger and smaller. He's medayik it based on what we had before in the Kuf Samach of Zion. I assume so. No, you know, no tape measures. No. Yeah, no tape measures, please. Yeah, please. Ned. Yeah, okay.
So, does it come out that Shiva is the meaning of and Shalim are not in relevant terms?
No. I said that Chaviv overrides Shiva Siminim or Sholem, number one. Number two, when there's both chavivim, they're equally chavivim, they're equal in their chavivis, what their standard chavivis is and what their chavivis right now is. So at that point, the Magen Rama holds you go b'shal shivus aminim, the Gra holds you don't. And who would then the current of the Gra there be no ma'ala sholem either. It's right. So that the Gra should be true, but the Shabura does not seem to, even though he's noted to the Gra, according to Rashi, you make a bracha neither one anyway. It doesn't make a difference. You might as well make the bracha on the Mishiva Saminim. So as long as the other one doesn't have any element of Chavivis, don't worry about it. I don't know. It goes to volume pastures. Okay. So in a case where... Hadama versus Shahakal or Ha'etz versus a Shahakal, even if the Shahakal is Chaviv, you make a bracha on the Hadama or the Ha'etz beforehand. So that's, you know, you're eating your chicken or your meat together with your carrots. So I like meat more than I like carrots, so it doesn't make a difference.
Isn't there how many miles on the side?
What?
Chaviv,
Shalim. Doesn't make a difference. Right. Shahakal is bottom of the line. Now, if you have rice versus potatoes, so the mezonos of rice does go before potatoes. What?
Even in the
Levush. Even in the non-Levush, right? Now, I mentioned to this din, interesting Shaila, the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that Pasul Mekisnin is considered a milo over... Ma'aser Kedera, because Pasuk Gedisin it's pas, right? It's, so you can be commanded. It. So he holds that. So if I have a choice between let's say a kugel in front of me, which is made out of lukshin, and then I have another kugel, which is let's say an apple kugel, which is made out of flour, says Pasuk Bekisnin, I should make a bracha on the Pasuk Bekisnin, not on the itrius, which is Ma'aser Kedera. And that'll be better than Chavid. Yeah. Because that's a mile of Mitzad Chashivas, Mitzad the Chepsa. Now, that would come out according to that. Now, if the Seder of the meal is, so then I should make a bracha on the cake for dessert before I eat my noodles, right? Right? That's not true, because if the Seder Achille is, I'm having the dessert at the end. Now, again, that's a good argument that the kids are right. Right? Right? That, you know, Hechel tasting, you have to eat the cake at the end of the meal. You can eat the cake at the end of the meal. But the Maisa, if the Seder Achila is that the way it is, that's already masking. You know, I'm not equipped to eat the last thing now because it has a mila. But you'll get stuck in the Rashba. If you don't make a bracha on the less kosher one, it only covers the more kosher one if you had das for it. So in a case where I'm sitting to a supper, you know, and I'm telling das to my wife, she's serving, that's the equivalent of that's called yadas for it. Or I'm an arayah. But if I wasn't thinking about it, I was the one making the meal, and I didn't think about it. You know, I didn't say yes, I didn't say no. It's sort of like I'll figure it out as I go along. And then I decided to have some cake at the end. I'll need a new mazonis, according to the Rashba. I don't know. Now, there are cases where the Dina Kadima don't apply.
Maybe it just said that comes out through the Rashba. That's how you pass it. I'll pay that Rashba. That's, I'm having passed it once. Then afterwards, I said, you know what, don't kiss my Rashba and have a cookie. That's quite
a yeah. Yeah. Unless unless we said in the case where the derech is, you sit down to a meal, you sort of figure out to go along. The committee is considered das. That was the shadow which we had over there. You down that, but the parshas you would make a brocha. Yeah. So what are the exceptions? The exception is that the seder achil, you're not mechiv the seder, you're not mechiv the makdim lechoshev mitzad dinei if that's your seder achil. Okay. The Mar Mordechai says the case of sapik brocha. You want to be makdim, you want to change the order, not follow the rules of kedima because of suffolk bracha. Right? So, for example, we discussed what's the right, correct bracha on orange juice. So, my son, our minhag is to say, this is Heshahako. So, I'm eating an orange and I'm having orange juice. So, if I said the eighth first on the orange, I have a suffolk bracha. I can't make a bracha on the orange juice because, according to the Shita, according to the Rashba, that the correct bracha on orange juice is ha'etz. I can't make a shahakel. So I want to say the shahakel before the ha'etz. So the person says that's okay. I should do that. Okay. That's one. That a person now chocolates and pre-ha'etz, you have the same argument. So her, but you have it. We hold it. You make ha'etz on chocolate. You yotze. So the order, if you're eating chocolate and eating a pre-eats, you should make the shakal and the chocolate before you eat the pre-eats. The next case is not really in the gaya for men. It's not in the gaya for women. You have a vegetarian soy patty, right? And so the bracha is what's the bracha on that soy patty? It's ground up, but at the mice it didn't lose its texture totally. So maybe the bracha is adama. So I'm eating that together with let's say potatoes. So I should make the shahako. So we make a shahako on it. But the mice argue, if you make a rape adama, you'd be yotze, right? Because could be mikra din something which is trima, mikra din the correct bracha, even the ramah holds mikra din retains its bracha. The minhag is to say a shahako. But even within that, things which are it's only if it's thin. If it's thick, it could be even the didan, you make a bracha. With nishtan alat, so because nishtan alat, the person says you make a shahakal. If you make a doma, you be yotze. So it's better to make a doma, make the shahakal on the soy burger. You know, you're having it before the doma on your vegetables. If you're not ready to drink now, you don't have to do that. You can switch the water. If you're ready to drink now, yeah, you're better to do that. Yeah. Sugar. So we had a three-way machlokes what the correct broken sugar is. Is a eitz adam or shahakel? So the person is eating sugar, right? Which I grew up eating sugar. Because I still live in the generation when they had sugar cubes. So I would, we would have a sugar dish, had sugar cubes in it, and you would steal the sugar cubes when your mother wasn't looking. Right? So you have a shayla whether you want to get broke or not because you're stealing it. Okay, that's a different shayla. Right? But so, assuming you're eating it, so you have sugar and an eitz or a sugar and an adama, you should make a shahakal on the sugar first. Okay, the next thing is chalava. So chalava, what's the correct broch on chalava? It's the same type of shayla. That's in the chalava sesame seeds ground up, and it's not thin. So, but it changed a lot. So the minhag is to make a shahakal on it. If you're eating that together with something which is adama, you should make a bracha on the shahakal on the kalabah before you. Okay. Shalom said, you're making a shahakal on both of them anyway. Yeah, so that now, so we didn't discuss this yet. This is, schnitzel, which has a mazonos coating on it. Right? Schnitzel has a mazonos coating on it. So it's a very thick coating. The poskim say you should make a mazonos. A lot of poskim say you make a mazonos on it. If it's a thin coating, so what? You take a tape measure and you figure it out. Okay, all right. So no, it's there's what's the shayla? The shayla is shayla hippolyte and tofu, right? Right. So I'm eating schnitzel. I'm eating. We have a problem with mazonos that is not both. But even by mazonos, if it's coming clearly just to enhance something else, so then it is a tofu. Right. So it's a very thin layer. So you know it's mamish. It just, on the other hand, I want the flavor of the mazurnas. I don't like the chicken myself. I like the chicken combined with the fact that the flavor of the mazurnas. So that's like, it's a very gray area what the right broth is. So if it's a thick one, you clearly have an interest in mitzad, the mazurnas, mitzad atzmo. It doesn't be thicker than the chicken. It has to be thick enough that, you know, I mean, listen, honestly, how many times as a kid did you take off just the layer, eat the layer, forget about the stupid chicken? Right? Okay? You enjoy the layer right by itself, right? It's very, if it's a thick layer, you make a mazonis. That's the assumption of the poskim. Some poskim say you make a shahakal and a mazonis. Some say you don't make a mazonis. Some say you just don't eat it because it's not good for your health. Right? But if it's a thin layer, what do you do? So you're eating that and you're eating a mazonis. So you should make a shahakal on the schnitzel first. And then, okay. Okay, what about a banana and a fruit? Now, Hillel's case. What about a banana and a fruit? So, if we argue that really there's a suffix, it's a suffix, and really could be the blood of bananas and eggs, arguably you should say that even with, and there's no chavivus, I like both of them equally, so there's no mala chavivus, so we say you go back to the you follow the rule of the Bahag, and you say rape eights first. If you follow the Bahag, you say rape eights, maybe you were yotzi, you brought back your bananas. So I should say hadama first in order to avoid the shayla. That's the question, right? So Yasha said no, that you can make the eights first, you should have in mind not to include the banana. That was Rabbi Yashiv's halachic kinach. He says, yeah, because if it's really a suffix, you get the salad on the suffix. Why is it a problem of orla? So it's not a suffix. So if it's not a suffix, then you can make the break. So have in mind not to include it, and that's the suggestion.
Does that work?
Does it work for other sveikas? No, that's the machlokes in the Tzvi Shor and the Prichadosh. Whether you have, when you're making a bracha and you plan to eat it, can you exclude it? Have das not to include it? So over here, it's the Ravcha of the Milsa. So yes, it works. But all those other sveikas are real bona fide sveikas. So according to the Tzvi Shor, you can't do that. So now, who we pass like the place to Tzvi Shor and the Prichadosh? Most person pass like the Prichadosh, not like the Tzvi Shor. But that's not that shaila hasn't been totally resolved.
Why wouldn't we make the
mazonos
first and then just chicken on that?
No, because you can't.
You pick out the chicken and make the tofu second?
No. So when you make a bracha, an ikur and tofel, if the ikur is the ikur, the bracha of the ikur goes on the tofel. So if you make a bracha on the tofel afterwards, it's a bracha of the tofel. If you take it out beforehand, possibly it's a bracha of shenetzricha. So it's like. Okay. Yeah, because the mice, it's baked together or it's cooked, fried together, so it's one unit. And my mazonis, which is not a tofel. So, let's say chicken soup, and you're having your mandels and you're having the soup. It wasn't cooked together. It was just put together right now. So the mazonis is mazonis, but the soup is a soup, unless you have such amount of mazonis that you're having mazonis in every bite, right? But otherwise, you make two brachas. Over here, it was made to be units. So the Rambam says over there, really, you should only make one bracha on it. So you can't make two brachas. Okay, that was the old. I think I covered everything I wanted to cover. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, one last thing I want to tell you about. Yes, I'm not going to be able to get to the next slide. So, is there a kedima to achila and shtiya? I'm making a bracha on a food versus a drink. Is there any kedima? So, prima gadim is a fair, it's not like that. There's no chiluk. Prima gadim is psichot hilchos bracha. Says if you don't put anywhere, there's a makor. There's no mess anywhere but makor. There's a mila of achila over shtiya, so I can make the bracha on the oichel or on the mashka. There's no kedima. The Aruch HaShulchan over here says that achila goes before shtiya. So if you're making a shahakol and you have a choice of making it on the food or the drink, you should make it on the food. What? I think so. What he means. There's a chashiva sochila that more than shtiya. So what? Is ice cream achila? So ice cream, as long as it's frozen, is considered an oichel. That's the guy like Abihilchus Ntil Sudayim. That we made out of milk, so it's the chor. Cholov is one of the Zayin Mashkim, so you have to wash when you're eating ice cream with mezonos, right? So as long as it's frozen, it's not. But once it's melted, we assume it's considered a mashka. Okay, that's a separate question. Yes, I do. But that's the next sugya. We don't want that sugya yet. Where do you draw the line? As long as it's pour, my understanding, as long as it's pourable, it's a mashka, right? So, okay, I just want to tell you a maisa. Okay, this is end off the sugya with a maisa. So, Rav Shlomo Maker, have you heard of? The Mishmur does not mention anywhere. So it's like everything else being equal, why not be noyel d'orach Hashulchan? But the pashas, you have no chiyuv to mak them. The oichel over the mashka. But there's a mice like this. There's a mice from Shom Igra. I heard this mice from Shom Shodron. I heard it directly from him. And the purpose of the mice was to bring out another story how the Shom Igra was the Rebbe of the Nesivus. Yeah. He was a goy nadir. The Nesivus one time said that he doesn't understand. He can't follow. The Nesivus couldn't follow Rebbe Shom Igra's goyness. Okay, so just put him in perspective. So the Ksais, when he wrote his first chalik, the Ksais, it was written in two chalakim, right? You never noticed that, the old Ksais, the first chalik has the Shulchan Aruch in the middle, the second chalik doesn't, he ran out of money. So he printed the second chalik, he printed it without the Shulchan Aruch in the middle. And the new ones, they put it back in, the same, but the old ones, that's why. It was printed originally in two chalakim. So he brought the first chalik to Mishol Migra, he looked at it. So I think it was still, the first chalik was through Kuf Chav Zayin. He predicted everything the Ksois is going to be writing in his second chalik on the spot. Right. So the Ksois was ice mensch that I harbored years producing this. The man just said on the spot. So Rav Shlomo Migra fasted regularly for the rest of his life because he was machash hadas of the Ksois. That was the Rav Shlomo Shodron was bringing out. Right, they're bringing out the mice so that he pushed fasted. He said he was the lashon was he was mashka ain't of betaitis. He fasted so much his teeth became black, but from not eating healthily because he felt bad. He was a goyin, but he also hurt somebody's feelings. That was it. But meanwhile, he gave another mice of the goyness of the Shul Migra to be understand who he was. So the following mice, when he was 13 years old, so those days he used to get married young, so they read a shidduch for him. With he was from the city of Tizmanitz, so that they read a shidduch with him with the Gvir, and Tizmanitz was going to help the Moise sitting and learning with the daughter of the Gvir. No, so the shidduch is arranged between the parents. With the Moise, there's a basho. They made the two parties, the man, the boy and the girl, the man and woman. They meet. So she was the woman who grew up in the lap of luxury, and this he grew up in mamish poverty. So they came to the basho and they put on the table. Coffee. He never seen coffee in his life. They put it on the table. They put coffee on the table. So there was coffee. There was creamer. There was sugar. There was a spoon, and he didn't know what to do with it. There's a container of milk, of this white stuff. Container of this black stuff. There's this granule white stuff, and he probably didn't know what to do. So now sugar was in cubes. So he said like this. So he cheshbed out like this. So he cheshbed that kilo goes before shtiya. So he ate the sugar. He ate the cubes. Now he has two mashkas. So Lila goes before Yom, so he drank the black one, then he drank the white one. Then he says he doesn't know what to do with the spoon. What's the spoon for? So he chapped it. There's grinds in the bottom. So he ate the grinds. Right? Good. The poor girl's watching this thing, and she says, I'm not marrying this man. He's totally weird, right? So she goes to her father and says, I refuse to marry him. So father says, he's mamash of Sefer Torah. She says, yeah, Sefer Torah, you put the Aron Kodesh, you don't marry him. That was her response, and the shit fell apart. Good. Fast forward 6 months later. This balabas, this gvir, was traveling for business, and he came to Prague. So he went to the Neder Behuda to give shalom to the Neder Behuda. So he says, shalom aleichem. He sort of tis minutes. Gavaldik, I need to ask you a question. The Neder Behuda says to this person, says there was an Aguna Shalom which came out. Different rabbanim sent shuvas on it. And there's this Rav from Tizimitz who sent the shuva on it. It's a Ganesha shuva. I never heard of him before. I'm not familiar with who this. He's not the Rav of the city. Who is he? Now, listen, he was 13 years old. He wrote a shuva, an Aguna, that the Nadi Behuda said it was a Gabaldika shuva. This Gevir hears that Nadi Behuda said that this guy is 13 years old. He's a guy, and he let the shidduch fall apart, right? He faints on the spot. Now, you know, dramatize that. Anyway, it was in Yiddish, you know. Right? So they run to revive him, etc. You know, and they ask, like, what happens? He tells them those stories. So the Rebbe says, you should chalish again, you should chalish your faith again. You know, you deserve to faith, you let go. Such a guy. That's the Maisa. So Paisa, something you also held that a chila goes before Shdi. That's why I wanted to bring up the Maisa.